Tell me when you're ready.
We are
going live. Let's make sure we can be fully started here. Okay, I think we are live. So, okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. on Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigle.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Griffith.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes. Actually, if you look in your Dropbox, are the minutes from our February 9th meeting. Were there any changes or corrections? No? Can I have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the public hearing for Ordinance 2021-1. This is for the vacate of the alley. We will go ahead and recess the Common Council meeting and open up the forum for the vacation. The public hearing. Seeing that there's nobody in the audience, I have no comments, so we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. And can I have a motion to read Ordinance Number 2021-1 by title only?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance Number 2021-1 by title only.
Ordinance Number 2021-1, Vacation of Public Way.
So again, this is the alley that's over off of Ellsworth Street. Even though the names of the property owners there are that they're on there, this really is kind of a city-initiated vacation of this. They are acceptable to this, and I've heard no comments. Any questions, comments, concerns from everybody? Yes, Dan.
Who's going to own that alley?
The owners of the alley will be the Briggses.
Okay.
Ryan and Julie.
I just want to make sure.
Yep. Yep. Any other questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance Number 2021-1 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the public hearing for Ordinance 2021-2, the electric rate adjustment. We will recess the Common Council meeting and open up the floor for the public hearing. Because there's nobody in the audience, I have no comments, so we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Do I have a motion to read Ordinance Number, and we'll restart the Common Council meeting. Do I have a motion to read Ordinance Number 2021-2?
So moved.
By title only.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance Number 2021-2 by title only.
Ordinance Number 2021-2, City of Columbia City, Indiana, an ordinance amending the rates charges for the City of Columbia City Municipal Electric Utility.
Obviously, this has been a long time discussed. Any concerns, questions at this point? Yes, Pat.
Is this just our first reading of this?
No, this is the second.
This is the second. Okay, yep. I can read.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
When did this say it went into effect?
You have it? I don't know that explicitly states it.
I don't think it does, so.
I think if my memory serves me correctly, the discussion was to have it go into effect as soon as it can, just to get the.
Yeah,
I thought it was April. Like, yeah. We were going to vote on it now, then it would go into.
I think if they agreed in April, so then their bill.
So it would be the May bill, effectively?
Because I got to get the stuff through the programmers yet, but.
And then we would revisit it in a, what was it, a year for the
year.
Second
year.
Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-2 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Who was it?
Tad and Walt. Okay, next up is ordinance 2021-3. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2021-3 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-3, an ordinance amending the text of Chapter 6 of the Zoning Ordinance.
As a reminder, this is the ordinance that came from the Planning Commission regarding just some minor changes to effectively the same district that the zoning that would be for the Community Foundation and for other buildings of similar size. I think it basically was just some minor changes
square footage
from the Planning Commission, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions, comments, concerns about that? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-3 by, on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance number 2021-5. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2021-5. By title only. I tried to stall, by the way.
I wasn't fast enough. Ordinance 2021-5, an ordinance of the City of Columbia City authorizing the execution and delivery of the third amendatory agreement to the power sales contract between Indiana Municipal Power Agency of the City of Columbia City and other matters connected therewith.
So as a reminder, we have had the Indiana Municipal Power Agency come to us and request an extension of our contract. Obviously, you've heard the benefits of that. Certainly, we go from, I think it extends it from 2042 to now go until like 2050.
Yes.
It does have an opt-out clause, as you know, all those kind of pieces. Obviously, the two major focus points on this, number one is to give them a better bond rating, so when they go out to bond to do projects and do greening of the utility infrastructure and things like that from an organizational standpoint, that gives them a lot more a better bond rating because we're in a long-term contract with them. They can effectively rely on our receipts going into the future. Not just us, but the other 50-some municipalities that are a part of the Indiana Municipal Power Agency. Obviously, from a reliability standpoint on our side, obviously, I think everyone agrees that IMPA has been a very good power provider for the city, for the city municipal electric utility, and I don't see any issues after, you know, Sean and I have talked about this now for some time. Actually, pre-COVID, we started talking about this, and then obviously COVID hit, so we put everything on pause, and we feel like this is a, obviously IMPA has been a really good power provider for us. Sean has no qualms about this. I don't either. And obviously, you've all had a presentation too. So, any questions about that or about the agreement?
I do.
Yes.
Nothing changes for us. We're just basically extending it. We don't get any favorable rates,
right,
or it's just we're saying, okay, we'll add 8 years.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. It's good for the organizational standpoint for
sure.
Us. It just locks us into a contract for an additional 8 years, effectively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Board of Works has approved a resolution supporting this, obviously, as we had to or need to, if you will. So, any other questions regarding ordinance number 2021-5? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-5 on first reading? I'm sorry. Yeah, first reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading at the next meeting. Okay, Mark, it's your time to shine, buddy. So as you all know, I'll try not to steal his thunder here, but as you all know, there's been a lot of conversation regarding the need for storage facilities for the Parks Department, especially as the parks continue to expand. And so Mark has went out and done what we need to do.
Just made it shorter.
Hey, I think that's the right height for me.
Way down there.
Yeah.
Does it work?
It records, I believe, yes.
All right. Yeah.
We are able to pick you up.
I'm not touching this thing anymore.
Okay.
You ready?
Hit it.
Okay. So basically wanted to give an update for, I know that many of you have heard me talk about our maintenance barn situation that we have at the park. But I think I wanted me to highlight some of those same things again for anybody who's watching this on Facebook Live or who's here tonight. Been at the park since 2003, so I've been here 18 years, and lots of change. A lot of exciting things going on. We've grown a lot. I give all that credit to Mayor Daniel, all the council people that have been here over the years, and the park board.
I will not accept that credit, Mark.
For all of you that I know that we can be where we are now, but we've added a lot. My first summer, we had Kenneth Wright Park. That was the very first thing we started to take care of. And then we also had the Wolf property. 11 acres was donated to us from the Adams Trust Foundation. That had two barns on it that are not operating longer. We also had 2 miles of greenway that we currently take care of. We also will be adding another mile of greenway that goes to school when that's done. And then you also have the Aquatic Center. So a lot's gone on. And again, this is all very exciting. We've got a 3 full-time maintenance staff as well. So our staff's grown. We'll be getting 80 acres of additional property anytime now. It could be a month, it could be 6 months, I don't know, but at some point we're going to start taking care of that property, which is the old high school property. And then we have plans for that as well. So the two barns I mentioned, the whole property, are gone. We had those full of our equipment at the time. And so we've really come into just a major jam with where we're putting things. We're leaving equipment out. A lot of our vehicles, which again are a lot of vehicles that have been passed down from other departments. The reason why they're passed down is because they've gotten newer things and given us their stuff. And we are very happy to have them. They work for us sometimes. But as you know, it's not the top of the line new stuff. We had a situation Monday with that snowstorm, last Monday when we got almost a foot of snow. We have 3 plows. 2 of our trucks were left outside. Monday morning didn't work. they were frozen because they were left out, and so we've had situations where we haven't been able to plow. So lack of space is the big issue here. We have things stored in different places around our parks. We have a lot of things up in our attics that could be decorations, equipment. We have just all sorts of things up there. That's proven to not be the safest idea, is we're bringing stuff down 2 or 3 times a week or a year. We've had almost had a very serious injury with someone falling through the ceiling. That could have been bad, but all this is done because we just don't have the space. So I did get some quotes. We got our lowest quote in today, which was a total of $337,000, basically $338,000. And then you also have a $52,000 equipment or asphalt cost to go on top of that, making the total around $390,000. Last night at my park board, they did approve if the funds were made available to go forward with it. They would love to have the barn. But they also know that it falls on council to fund funding for it. So they voted in favor of it, but that's kind of where we're at. A lot of people, I do hear that the white barn is an eyesore. People don't like to achieve that. It's not a great barn. We don't have a whole lot in there because it's built on a dirt floor. We can't get vehicles in there because the garage door is too low. So really, it's not heated. It's just not really good for a whole lot. But that's kind of where we're at, and I just wanted to give you an update.
So obviously we have kind of been having this conversation a little while now. You heard about it in retreat. Rosie and I have got together to talk about kind of what kind of funding mechanisms we potentially could have with that. Full disclosure is we could pay for it with cash if you wanted to. However, it would probably drain the majority of our kind of excess funds, if you will. Effectively, I think we've allocated $200,000 in rainy day for usage this year if you decide to. We have about $75,000 in riverboat after the land stuff at the high school, which we can talk about that in a moment. And then again, we think we have about $200,000 in seeded as well. So you kind of have a menu of options there. The other option, obviously, is you could pay for some of it with cash, and the other part you can bond or loan for. Obviously, this isn't a building that's going to go away in the next year or two. It's going to be around for quite some time. But I do believe it's a scenario where we need to give the appropriate storage space for the park as they continue to expand. So I guess what I think Mark's coming to us for, and what I guess I would be asking as well, is first of all, do you want to move forward with funding? And second of all, how do you want to fund it? Again, there's lots of different options there, but at the end of the day, it's there's risk and reward to it. This is something that, obviously with the community foundation going in and those barns being taken down to prepare for that, obviously that took away some of the storage space this past year. During the summer months, the ice skating rink was stored outside. I know there was quite a cleaning job that had to do with the kind of scum and algae that kind of built up on that. Sadly, we really weren't able to use the skating rink this year, but I say all that just to say I think there's definitely a need for it, especially as we expand the park. We will get a little bit of garage space, if you will, at the a couple of things. We'll get a little bit of garage space at the community foundation, right? Yeah. We'll get obviously some storage space in the former weight room that's being left up at the high school, and we also have some storage space at potentially at the concession stand of some sort. That's what the police are using, right? So point of the matter is like there's going to be some minor areas we'll be able to store a little bit. But in the broad scheme, as for vehicles and big, lots of stuff for lots of different places and all that, there's just a need.
Well, I think if we're going to do this, it needs to be done right and not piecemeal it like you was just talking about, because you know, we got such big plans coming. You know, let's make sure we put this thing together appropriately, so it'll be big enough for the future. Obviously, I agree that it's an obvious need. I don't want the ice rink outside anymore, and plus all that equipment, plus the storage areas that are currently there are very much an eyesore as you're going through their park. So there's a number of things. Now, how we finance that is a great question.
Yep.
But personally, I think we need to move forward. We just got to figure out a way to bring it financially to fruition there.
Mark, do you have a layout, of
drawing of it?
If I'm being redundant, bear with me. But this is a one-story barn, or are you going to actually have a loft for storage?
It's one story.
One story.
Yeah. We would have our shelving units that we have in our other barn. We would move them in there and be able to put a storage against the walls in the middle. But there's not a loft.
Okay. Did you guys have a chance to look at that? Because almost that square footage cost would be a lot less.
It could definitely be added in the future, but we were trying to do this as cheap as we could.
Well, I go back with Dan. I mean, I just want to look at the big picture, and then we can start a deep dive if we need to. But, it seems like, here's an opportunity that we're trying to work through. I just want to make sure we've looked at all of those options.
I think the loft wouldn't be extremely expensive compared to this whole thing.
Right.
And it wouldn't be for the whole entire facility. It's probably going to end.
Right.
But yeah, we could do that.
But, Mayor, I'm just throwing some thoughts out there. Maybe take one or two of the council members with Mark and look at that and see what options we got, because it's like digging a basement. That's the cheapest part of the house once you go up.
Right.
Maybe the loft is going to be the same square footage below. You just don't put things up in it way a lot.
Right.
But I know that you're looking to take the other two down, right?
Well, for sure the white one right away.
Okay. So the other one can cosmetically be cleaned up, right? So that's my thought. I agree with Dan. Let's look at the opportunity to do it right, because if we don't, the time cycle to come back around and do it when you need it. Who knows?
Right.
So realistically, how many vehicles are you going to be able to store in this new building? Because the only reason I'm asking is because you're going to grow in the next 5 to 10
right.
years, or even 20 years, quite a bit. Having all this extra land out there.
We'll
so
be able to get six vehicles, like full-size vehicles in there, plus all of our lawnmowers and our golf carts. We can get all those little vehicles in there, too. So.
Are you also looking for storage, I don't know, with like some of the baseball stuff or even the soccer goals, things like that, so they stay?
That stuff would not
be. Okay. I'm just trying to think. Like, I think the loft would be a good idea, but I'm just wondering if 3,000 square feet is going to be enough for you, instead of saying, like, 10 years from now, coming back and be like, hey, we need to build another building, or we need to do this, when it would have just been cheaper in the long run to do it all at once,
right.
If that makes sense.
And I'm looking at your football equipment,
Right.
Your shoulder pads, your helmets, where's it at today? I know it's down closer to the field.
Right.
And sometimes logistically that makes a big difference, so you're not transporting –
right.
20 trips to get everything down there, then 20 trips back.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we were planning on moving that's like baseball equipment, softball and football equipment that's already down left the fields.
Right.
That's worked out pretty well. So
the barn that you're looking to either cosmetically, appearance-wise, structurally, it's okay, right?
The brown one right next to the white one that you want to get rid of.
We had problems with the floor. The floor is broken up in there. The floor is an issue.
So it may have to pour a new floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But structurally, it's usable.
Yes.
And then cosmetically, we could make it look decent for a park.
Right.
Yeah.
It would look a lot better if there wasn't stuff outside around it.
Right.
Which we have a lot better.
Okay.
Well, and the other thing that I thought about, especially in regards to those two barns that are right there, the white one that really needs to go, and the I think it's brown, right? Brown one right next to it, is how the new Park Road, whenever it gets built, how that will feed into that whole area. It'll end up being, I think it's a little further back or a little further south, but I think how the road kind of splits off there is where the question comes in. So, again, I think that's also going to play into that. That's a longer-term vision issue, but I think from a storage perspective, we can utilize it right now, and then when, you know, going into the future, what that needs to be is what it needs to be. But
I have a question. It's my understanding that building costs are quite a bit higher right now. Is there any merit to making do with what we have for a minute and then reassessing this a little bit later when possibly those costs would be less?
Sure. Yeah, it's a good question. I will say we originally got a quote in – when did you first get the quote?
I got that back in November.
October, November. So
it would still have been high then.
So it still would have been high then. So now, it hasn't changed since then, which I think is at least maybe a good sign. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think it's kind of a twofold issue. Number one is how we handle the storage component between now and whenever that time is. And number two is trying to figure out when those prices would even come down, you know. Now, again, I'm not for, hey, let's go out and just, you know, just blow money, no matter what the prices are. I think we need to be, you know, respectful of that. But the other side of that is also, you know, again, from a timing perspective, how does this all work out? So I don't disagree with what you're saying, Jennifer.
What is the best way? I mean, that's obviously been thought out. What is our best option for financing this thing? I mean, you threw a lot out there. So what is the best way?
I don't know that I would say there is a best option because, again, obviously you all as a fiscal body, I wanted your blessing one way or another. I guess the best way I can say it is this is, you know, I know Rosie's opinion, which is that we probably shouldn't blow through all of our reserves, and I would tend to agree with that. I think because this is a long-term barn storage facility that will be used for decades, I think probably bonding or loan of some sort probably makes sense for the long term, and definitely helps with that kind of cash flow purpose. But the other side of that is when you're sitting on the cash to be able to buy it or to pay for it, is it worthwhile, you know, paying interest on money? Although interest on money now is really good, so interest rates are really good on money too. So I say all that just to say I really don't have a great answer for you, because it's really more of a philosophical conversation than it is a here's the best option. So yes, Tad.
So I'm in favor of the barn. I wouldn't be opposed at, you know, to Jenny's point, making it a little larger for future expansion, you know, because of, I know that building costs are up right now. I mean, they were skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. They've come back down about 35% from the peak of where they were. But, you know, interest rate at 2.5% is incredible right now. I mean, we're, you know, if this is the time to do or have some sort of loan or bond right now, because of the favorable interest rates, which aren't going to last forever. And so with both that in mind, what if, and I'm not saying that we do this, I'm just throwing it out there, because we also have, you know, the first phase of the park with the amphitheater and whatever the sure. road or whatever is in that first stage. Well, if we're going to do something, you know, there, or this is up by where the old tennis courts were, right? That's where this can go. Mm-hmm. But what if we packaged it together to take advantage of, you know, that and the efficiencies of it to, you know, work on the first part of the park to, you know, instead of just being brown dirt out there,
sure.
you know, in the initial first year, 2 years or whatever we have,
yeah.
you know. And I don't know what those costs are, you know, but, I mean, I'm sure we could, you know, figure that out with, you know, take a, you know, have a menu of what those items are and figure out what would make sense. So,
on that note, I'm not necessarily I think that's a possibility. Okay, so let me start that way. Mm-hmm. We have been, in fact, today I think we've traded about 25 emails back and forth between us and Lori Shipman. There is a grant opportunity coming up, we believe, that could do a lot of that first phase. And it could be to the tune of somewhere around $500,000, with potentially using the land donation as our match. So basically get potentially a free, you know, $450,000 or $500,000 that could do the first phase of that, whether it's the, you know, the amphitheater, skate park, and collaboration with others, or you know, that natural playground, or things like that. So, so personally, I'd like to investigate that opportunity. And I know you're just now learning about this. Again, we've just now, I think today, we started to finally get some concrete information about that. So I say all that to say this: I'd like to maybe just put that conversation for a larger project at least on hold until we see what that grant opportunity comes in. And frankly, there's nothing that says that we couldn't go out and do another,
sure,
another situation. I just the other thing about, you know, that I just want to make sure that we're cautious about is I don't want to, you know, there's wants and there's needs, and I think the barn is a need for sure. I think the, you know, the other pretty things that we've said are a generational project are definitely a want, and I think that's definitely something that would impact us. But I want to make sure we don't get into a perpetual cycle of just bonding whenever we want to, kind of a thing. And I know that's not what you're proposing,
no,
yet, by the way. I know that. So I think it's that balancing act. And again, that's why we wanted to have this conversation with the council. Yeah, Ted.
Okay, so you had mentioned that Rosie,
yeah,
had a recommendation of not utilizing our cash reserves. Is there a certain amount of the cash reserves where that you would feel comfortable, or you'd say, well, I'm okay if we put in this amount of our reserves towards this project?
Well, I was giving the mayor, here's what we've got in our, mm-hmm, reserves in different accounts. Mm-hmm. And this would take it all. And I said I really didn't like seeing us drain it all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't see, maybe let me do some checking. I'm not so sure we couldn't get the money from, like, maybe the bank and pay them like we did City Hall,
sure,
for this remodeling project. And then we just pay them back each year a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't take long for the $400,000 compared to,
yeah,
this.
Yes.
And then we'd only be taking a little each year instead of the whole thing one year,
sure,
and we'd still have our reserve.
Sure.
I think when we were conversing, I mean, you know, to give you something to chew on, okay?
Yeah, just, yeah.
I think we could do, and again, I'm just throwing this out, but I think we could do maybe $100,000 from Seed It, mm-hmm, and $100,000 from Rainy Day, and then we're halfway there. If you wanted to throw some money at it rather than bond for the, or loan for the whole thing,
mm-hmm,
I think that's possible. We also have somewhere around $75,000 in Rainy Day. I'm sorry, in Riverboat that we put aside for the high school property. So if you wanted to kind of conserve that, or certainly use that for park purposes if you wanted to, it's all park money, if you will. So I think there's a lot of options there, but you know, if you wanted to take a bite out of the apple without doing the whole thing, you know, in a loan form, I think you could do something like that.
I think there's, you know, you've been patiently waiting for several years for this to, you know, to make it reality, and appreciate the patience on that. Okay, so I think we all agree we need to do something. But we still have other projects in other departments,
mm-hmm,
that will have a need for the same money or the same process. So, I mean, if we could get a loan and not go over like a 5-year period and pay it off within 5 years, that may help us work through this. I'm just throwing 5 years out,
sure,
for example.
Sure.
But I think, you know, right now we've already made the commitment because we don't have a barn no more. It's gone. Okay, so now it's time to react, and I don't want to overreact, but also I go back to Dan. I don't want to shortchange it, and I think that's probably some figures You know, have you had a chance to do dollar estimating or bidding or?
We only showed a picture of what we are agreeing what we wanted.
Yeah.
We gave it to different people to bid out the same thing. It, to us, it's a lot bigger than what we have. Again, though, I don't know what that was like with different pieces in there. Like, sometimes you fill it up quicker than what you think. But.
Right.
Well, and maybe to Walt's point, because I think I may know where you're going. I can't promise that. But I know that you've reached out to multiple companies, obviously all local, to try to figure out what that pricing is going to be. One of the scenarios, obviously, is you have, you know, a concrete layer. You have a person who builds the building, the siding person, the garage door person, all that kind of stuff. And I know one way in which the park is, and Mark is trying to save costs, is to effectively they become the contractor and all these individuals are subs. I think the other, you also talked to the quote that you just named, that basically they would act as a contractor, they would act as a general contractor and stuff. So, I mean, they've been trying to be creative about how they, you know, figure that out, because there is a lot of scenarios in there, right? Like, you got to run the electricity, you got to run the, you know, the, I don't know if there's going to be plumbing in the building.
Yeah, plumbing.
You got to run the plumbing, you got to run, I mean, all that stuff, you know. So, I know they, to your point, they've been working on it and they've been trying to figure out. I know you've had a fair amount of people that have said, you know, hey, we're not going to bid on this project, or we're not going to put a quote in. Yep. And we know we can't beat them,
yeah,
and that
right.
kind of thing. So, but I know they have been doing that kind of cost comparison, but not the loft. I don't think that they've been doing that.
I would definitely say I don't think you want to be the hands-on person as a contractor. I would highly recommend having a professional, like, oversee everything, because you may miss something, and then in the long term, it's going to cost us a lot more money. Because you have a lot of, you're doing a lot of different things on a day-to-day basis, so that's just one extra task on you. I agree more with the financing aspect, because money is so cheap to borrow right now. And even if we pay it ahead of time, that's better off than taking all of our money from our rainy day funds and so forth, just because I would rather have the money on hand if we need it for a different project.
I'd like to see you go back to the drawing board a little bit as far as the size and making use of the space with a mezzanine or something like that versus just going with this plan. It seems like some not used space that could be valuable.
I like your idea of getting maybe a consultant or somebody to kind of work with him, and then, because nobody's seen anything.
Sure.
And bring it back, sure. So they, with some,
I'd want to see a drawing
or something
too.
That,
you
want to
see one that's the exact same size. It's at the street department. Their new barn that they have out there is the exact same size.
The one that's nearest to the road?
It's the furthest one to the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. With all the barns you have currently or previously, how many square foot were those totaled?
Oh, 40 by 20. I don't know the exact numbers I'm trying to use now. Probably 2,500 square feet.
So do you, and you said that's not enough, so do you think 3,000 is going to be enough? I'm asking you that.
This is a lot bigger than 3,000.
Oh, I thought you said it was 3,000.
How
much is it?
100 by 40. That's 4,000.
That's 4,000. Okay.
But that's surface.
Right.
You know.
And then you can go with the loft.
I mean, I've seen them build lofts with a pretty creative way to lift things up with a hoist and then unload it and then drop it back down. I mean, I know, instead of carrying it upstairs. I think we're all wanting to do it. I think we're all wanting to make sure that we've got, you know, when I say our investment here is it's an investment, and it's a long-term investment. And I still go back and say let's really look at the nuts and bolts of it. And then if we say, hey, that just isn't going to work, we can do a deduct. But right now it's just we're all shooting ideas. And So I like to continue to move forward and get some input of with the map and the architect. And I mean, we using the same architect prints from the street department?
No, we're not. We just drawn it up ourselves and showed them what we wanted.
Because that's going to be aesthetically seen from the road, right?
Well, behind the flags that we have in front.
Yeah.
That's where it's already seen.
So the idea would be to put some landscaping or something in front of it to beautify it. Maybe put a Columbia City Parks logo in, you know, large or something. I guess the question I had was, I guess I wasn't imagining that the building would be big enough to have a mezzanine or have a loft type level.
Yeah.
Is it big enough? Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't. So okay. Okay.
And I will do some checking just to see, you know, financially what it would cost to get.
Maybe some different levels of a 400, yeah. A 300, 200 kind of thing.
Now we're going to be pushing $500,000. I mean, we keep adding and adding to this thing. Now we're
going
to be.
Well, I just don't see the point in just gut wrench tonight. Like, let's just spend $400,000 on a barn that they sketched up themselves. Like, do this right.
I've said that all along. Let's do it right.
We can get an engineer to come do it, but you're going to add a lot of cost to it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like a little bit more work needs to be done.
That's where I'm falling a little bit. Is we get an architect, and we get this, and we get that, and then pretty soon we're up into $500,000-$600,000 for something that we basically, right now, we just need basically a pole barn
right. To
store stuff that we can heat. And keep things up and running. You know, pretty soon we're making this thing, we're making it bigger, and some of the stuff isn't necessary for storage.
We don't know that right now. That's an unknown.
What?
That's an unknown right now. We don't know that would be more expensive.
Well, common sense tells you it's going to be more expensive.
It might be slightly more expensive, but we don't know that. We don't have drawings to look at.
It's obviously going to be more expensive. But by the time you add lofts, you add heating, you add staircases, it's going to add to the cost.
And then in 5 years, it's not big enough and we have to build another one?
I didn't say that. I didn't want a bigger one. I'm just saying by the time you start adding all these architects and all these other people in there, they all got their hand out and they're going to ask for more money.
We could easily make ours a little bigger and add loft to it without having to go through like a professional engineer to draw it up.
That's fine. I would just like more information.
I don't think a professional engineer needs to be consulted right now. I mean, because it is a pretty basic building
right. For
the most part. But I mean, it's just I would like to see more detail because I see us outgrowing this building quickly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I think, again, I think the whole purpose, I guess the whole concept when Mark came in was the idea of a pole barn. That was the purpose of it. And certainly, if there's ways in which we can utilize it more, I certainly am open. I think we're all open to that idea. And I think, it was a matter of we're trying to keep costs down while still providing the space available. So, I mean, if whatever the council wants to do, I think especially if it's to go more, I think certainly I would imagine the park board has an interest in doing that. Certainly, I'm sure Mark does as well.
And you're going to have a mechanic area up there, right? Maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, you've got stuff tore down, you've got benches. I mean, so you've got a shop area.
Right.
So
right.
That's part of the equation. And again, I know that you've done your homework. It's
we
just
don't have much of a shop area.
Right now.
So this will give us one.
Right.
We can get everything in there. So we can make it a little bigger. We can add another garage door to it. We can actually add in the cost of a loft on part of it. That shouldn't be extremely expensive.
It's just decking, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I hear from the council is they would like some kind, they'd like to obviously see what a loft and, you know, what the spacing is and all that stuff. I think probably some kind of a drawing or something of what it's going to look like I think would be beneficial. And Rosie, sounds like you're going to go get some information from the financial perspective and we can keep biting off pieces of this elephant.
Mark, with all your other team members, are you looking to do some of this in-house with the city employees?
Well, I haven't discussed that with the street department. I mean, they have some very talented people that can do concrete.
Right.
The electric department can do some of that. So I'm just getting the cost of we have a general contractor doing the whole thing, and then I can tell the general contractor, hey, we may be able to have some help from the street department to cut our costs down.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Anything else you need? You want to talk about high school property?
Yeah, sure. Why don't you give an update on where you guys are at?
So, last night, as I mentioned, I had a park board meeting, and speaking with Legends, I don't know what you. They said it shouldn't cost more than $20,000, so the park board made a motion to go forward with that, as long as it did not go over $20,000. So that's kind of where we're at with that.
That would come out of the riverboat that they have set aside for the high school property already. So.
So now, I don't know, Chip, I don't know if he's watching or not, but we're going to get with Wigens and get them with D&R, the demo, and we're going to get them together and just discuss how it's going to be left. But so they hear from them firsthand how it's going to be left. Because they're not going to be seeding it with grass seed. That was in their contract with the high school. And there's obviously no reason to do that and have grass growing when we're just going to go back in there and rip it up again. So the amount of the seeding would be credited to us from the high school, which is great that they're doing that for us.
Chip is on there. Chip, I don't know if you have any interest of saying anything. You can unmute.
No, I've reached out today. This has been a slow year for them, so they're very excited. And we had some issues with like raising tiles and drains and stuff like that. Not yet, you know, I flat out told Whites, why don't you get the DNR, figure out what, you know, they had plans for the project, which is nice to have somebody that actually cares about the project, working on the project. So they're going to reach out to DNR, I think, tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
That's where we're at, and with the high school property, and the mayor already brought up our emails we had today with Lori Shipman.
So again, none of this has been, again, we just had these. I think the last email came in about 4:15 today, okay? So since then, I've not had a chance to talk to anybody else about it. But what we're trying to figure out is how can we effectively use the property donation as match for a grant, land and water conservation grant. Is it through DNR?
DNR.
I think it is.
Different DNR.
Yeah, not DNR, but DNR, as in the Department of Natural Resources. But effectively for us to be able to utilize that as leverage for that match. And again, based on the information we are provided regarding the grant, we may be able to do amphitheater. We'll definitely be able to do the pretty stuff, the trees and the sidewalks and all that stuff. We think we can do part of the road. We think we're maybe able to do the skate park. We may be able to do something I'm sure we're able to do the natural playground. So it's really just trying to get those things figured out. But in order to utilize the land, we may have to figure out if, like, the Community Foundation can effectively hold the land as an intermediary until we get the grant. So that's you see what I'm saying? Like, so we got to work out all that process. And, again, that just hit this afternoon. We've not at all talked about the school corporation. Sorry, school corporation, if you're watching. We haven't talked yet. But in any case, we're looking at that as being a path for a first good influx of maybe some dollars into that park to really make a transformation. If you've not been by the property, it is incredible. It is incredible how much has came down in such a short amount of time, and they are, and you can definitely see now where that low spot is. So I'd highly recommend, if you've not gone by it, go do a drive-by. It's definitely worth it. So,
will we have? Is it our responsibility to secure all that once they're saying DNR says I'm done? Do we have to chain link fence around the area that's unsafe?
So it should be at a place in which someone is not going to be hurt by it. It should be left to us in such a way where there's a swale that it's. Not level. What?
There's not a giant hole.
There's not a giant hole that is kind of it's sloped, things like that. And so at that point, then again, figuring out how this whole process is going to work. But then Wygents would come in and do kind of the final sculpting of that. But they still got to get it to a place where it's able to be handed over to us. They can't just leave a big hole. They actually, I think, are they already doing the drainage in it? Are they doing the drainage piece?
No, they will be.
Who is
not
they?
Right now.
DNR? Yeah, but they will leave it with a drain connected.
Yes.
So, again, I don't think we're going to have any liability issue with it.
If there is a problem, if it doesn't work right, then I will have to put something
up. Should we have something to put up? Do we have something to put up?
We'll have to get temporary fence.
Yeah. But again, I think if it's not in an area, I'm sorry, if it's not done in a way that is safe, then I definitely think that the school corporation would go back in and say, you guys got to make this right. So, again, we have great relationship with school corporation in regards to this, so I don't see that as being an issue.
I don't know where they're at in their completion deadline, but I know today there's still that, what I call the old tunnel,
mm-hmm.
with the concrete walls on the side, so that's going to be busted out.
Yeah, that'll be taken out, and there, I would say they'll be gone, D and R will be gone in 3 weeks. There's all the stops we've been before, so.
Wow.
Yeah, that area flooded with the building there.
Yeah. I think that's when we drained the pool.
Yeah. There's a pool there anyway.
It flooded the school.
We have blame for that, though.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay.
Good job, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Anything, get hold of me, but I'll send you the grant that we have, and I'll show you what we're doing.
Well, I think it'd be worth it. Again, maybe somebody from council meet with you and let them help interpret it.
Yep.
That way we don't tie you up.
Not at all. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if Scott has left his post and Chip is, I see a picture of Chip. I don't know if either of them have any conversation pieces for department head. Yes, no, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Looks like he's
talking. You're on mute.
There you go.
I have nothing.
Okay. Thanks, Chip. Scott, do you have anything for us? Sorry.
Nothing really important other than the two gentlemen at the academy are doing well, and we have the next two signed up for the next class, so we should be done with all the officers at the academy by June 25th.
Thank you, Scott. Obviously, you got the press release and you got the information from Scott regarding the armed robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting set of circumstances on that. But thankful our guys got the guy, all the merchandise is recovered. Maryland seems to be doing okay. So I think about the best ending as that you probably could have in a armed robbery with a toy gun. So. Obviously, snow removal's been a big issue over the last week and change. They've been continuing to work on that, work through that. It looks like we may have another couple, but I think we're rounding out. At least everyone wants to believe we're rounding out as we melt up, rounding out the season. I know Kelly had mentioned today in our department head meeting they're going to be having another load of salt and sand, I believe, that's coming in, at least sand. And going to be doing some mixing with that to be prepared for the next session, or the next snowfall, I guess. Besides that, I know a lot of them sent their reports to you. I have asked them to be at the next, to start coming back to the Board of Works and Council meetings starting March 1st. If you saw a press release, I think I told you guys an email form. But we are reopening to the public. Masks are still mandated. But we will be back open to the public here. Our numbers have gone down, which is great. Positivity rate continues to drop, which is great. We'll get an update tomorrow. We're still in orange. But if you look at the numbers on the State Department of Health website, we're doing a lot better, a lot better. In fact, I think our 7-day positivity is actually in the yellow. I think our cases per 100,000 is still in the red, but again, because we have 33,000 people in the county, every case counts toward three, and so, but in any case, I think in general we're doing well, so we're going to be reopening back up. I have asked our board and commission chairman to start having in-person meetings again. They can certainly spread out in here. We have that capability, as you, as we've done tonight. My plan is, at least for the time being, is to continue in this way. We will still allow a virtual option if that is what you want and need. I do think, obviously, when we have public hearings, I would request you be here, but again, those don't happen that frequently. So if you want to attend virtually, that's perfectly fine. We are still waiting to hear back from the legislature as to what they're going to do regarding virtual meetings. It appears that they are moving more toward a, you have to have at least a quorum, let's see, you have to have at least half of the members actually physically present to have a quorum or something. There's a couple of different bills in, so we're waiting to see what that's going to flesh itself out to be. I'll try to see if there's anything else in regards to that. Yeah. I think every one of my department heads and every staff member I've talked to are so ready to be back to full strength and to be able to start tackling the things of the year. So we're, I think we're all ready for that. Dan?
Nothing.
Tad?
I just have one thing to add to Mark's pile of stuff to do. Sorry, Mark.
That's all right.
I had someone approach me about adding signage to the trail. I don't know if it's you or Kelly that does that, about people cleaning up after their dogs after you know, they defecate on the Blue River Trail. Because I've had two different people bring it up to me, and they both clean up after their dogs, but I would imagine that the vast majority of people don't clean up after the dogs. I mean, stopped at my mom's on the way back through Fisher's today, and they're everybody, I mean, that's anybody walking their dog, they carry around a bag. Most people do that. I mean, I just don't think our community is trained, or people aren't used to seeing people do that, so therefore they don't. So, but I just think that's something that we need to consider. I think more people will utilize that. They don't have to worry about stepping in a pile of dog crap as they're walking down the trail. So you can add that to your list.
Got it.
Crap to do.
Got it.
So no pun intended.
Okay. Thank you. Jennifer?
I have nothing.
RC?
I have nothing.
A couple things for your information. Obviously, State of the City Address is coming up a week from this Friday. We also have been just doing lots of different things, trying to keep everything straight here. But in the coming, obviously, as I said, Monday we're reopening to the public, and we're also going to be, between Scott and Mark and I, we're going to be talking on Monday about kind of some of the open spaces at CCHS. Right now, CCHS current or former property, if you will, the old locker rooms Scott kind of is using for some training, and we got some storage as mentioned in the old weight room and things like that. So we're going to talk through some of that stuff next Tuesday and Wednesday, although it looks like explicitly Wednesday. The APPA, which is the American Public Power Association / Indiana Municipal Power Agency, is having our legislative rally. Typically, that's the one where Sean and I go to D.C. and we talk to our representatives and senators about public power issues. Obviously, the biggest one right now is about coal and about ensuring that we still have low-cost, reliable power. But because we're not going to D.C. right now, and they're definitely not taking in-person meetings, we'll be doing that virtually, like I said, mainly on the 3rd. And then again, State of the City Address is on the 5th. So our next scheduled Board of Works Council meeting will be on the 9th. And we're just happy to be back to at least maybe some semblance of normal coming up here. So,
well, just to acknowledge the Whitley County waste program for the city and county for the sewer districts is still in progress and still meeting. We're getting real close of, I'm going to say, from a process of getting all the logistics done on, with the paper and the filing. And then I just got a note here that the Planning Commission for March has been canceled due to lack of an agenda. So it just popped up. But I think everybody's gearing up to kick off here to get things rolling here in the next 30 days or so and try to bring some normalcy back to our daily schedule. That's all.
Thanks, Paul. Jenny?
I have nothing.
Jeremy? Nothing? Okay. Last thing is, Mark, real quick, I know you guys have been a little slow with baseball, softball sign up. Will you reiterate what's happening, time frames, things like that?
So right now we're doing baseball registration, softball registration online only. We think that we're going to get bombarded here at the end with people coming into the office once we open up. And so I think it's too early to tell how much we'll be down. I do think that we will be down. A program that usually has 600, 700 people in it, I don't know what to expect this year. I really don't. We'll figure out how to make it work. We still will be having tournaments on weekends. We did make a coupon for the people that are going to be down there on weekends to come to the Aquatic Center and use that. So kind of bringing some of those people to the Aquatic Center quickly. I don't know if I'm giving them a report.
You can. I mean, you've kind of... Go ahead, please.
I don't know, like, things that we're doing. Obviously, we were plowing, fixing vehicles. getting ready for, obviously, baseball and softball. The concession stand, we're running the concession stand this summer at the pool for the first year. So there's been a lot of work going into getting that ready, and that means we'll be accepting credit cards, so we have a new credit card system and cash registers that we're learning how to use. We have the concessions trailer from Morse's Park. It's been picked up by us, and it's sitting in our parking lot. If you see a big white trailer down there, that is our concession stand. So we have to fill that up and get it ready to serve out of. So that's going to take a little while, but it's nice. It's probably similar in size to what we had, honestly. But it'll be just maybe cramped a little bit. The bathrooms are still under construction. I think that people will be excited to see that change once we are open for events. There will be, I think, 7 or 8 toilets on each side, way different than what we had before. I don't know when they'll be done, if they'll be done by our opening day, because we were pushed off a couple months early on with having to get all the permitting that was necessary for being in the floodplain. So hopefully they'll be done, but I'm not holding my breath for that. I'm assuming that it'll be done sometime in June, maybe. There's a lot going on right now.
They need to be done by July 3rd at the latest.
Exactly. But we'll have a lot of porta potties out there, so, yeah.
We're not doing another drive-in fireworks. I was going to ask you something here, Mark, and I completely forgot about it. Oh, you have filled the position of assistant maintenance director.
Yes, I have. It's filled by Tom Rensselaer. Tom has been working at the water department for a number of years.
Yep.
And has some experience. He's worked at the park before. He starts Monday. I'm excited to have Tom join our staff. I know he's really excited. So it's just going in a good direction right now.
Yep. Great. Any questions, Mark? Okay, well, if there's nothing else, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.